Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive and the two.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Isaac Ambrose came in out of nowhere. What's up, buddy?
I feel like Hans D, kind of.
Yeah.
I think Derek said that last week.
I would agree.
You know, I might come in once a week and give you guys like an hour of my presence.
Well, that's nice of you.
You've graduated to that next level.
Yeah.
Once you get to the Hans and now Isaac level, you kind of dictate your own terms.
Right.
Or Stevie still pays you, but you just don't even come in. You
right.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Just half a million in appearance.
Exactly.
Right.
And then I just sit here, you know, and just look to my right, and on occasion you show up. I'm like, well, how about that? Isaac's here in his orange.
Yeah, for the Illini.
I love it. Yeah. Illinois, Indiana tonight. Trevor and I talked about this because of the Iowa game and how you had to wait so long for it. And then now all of a sudden Indiana's throwing at you so quick. Are you fired up for this game, or what's your thought on it?
I am. And I was talking about it with Trevor just before. For some reason, I feel pretty confident about this game. So not as scared as I was for the Iowa game. You've handled your own against Indiana the past couple times, and I know you haven't won there in forever.
Yeah,
but
2010.
It's so nice having that quick turnaround after waiting so long for Iowa, because when you had to wait 10 days to play the Hawkeyes, you were like, well, I can't go outside because it's like 5 degrees. I guess I'll spend time with my family or something like that. But, I'm excited. It's good to have, you know, a couple days off, and then you can enjoy the win and then get on to taking down Indiana.
Yeah, the dreaded time with the family. I mean, that's always love you, Mom and Dad.
Tell you what, though, I could sign up for Friday night wins.
Oh.
Because your entire weekend is like golden at that point.
Yes. And then when you do a Friday night win on steroids by signing or trading for Nolan Arenado, then your weekend is really solid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Trevor's weekend was just negated. The Illinois win. But then the Cardinals was like, Arenado.
Hold on a second. That's when you wake up at like 4 a.m. and you're like, oh, that's right. Illinois won that game. That is, oh, wait a minute.
Well,
the Cardinals got Arenado.
When it broke during the first half of Illinois-Iowa, I thought, my initial thought was, darn it, but they probably sold the farm to get him. So at least I don't have to hear about Gorman and Libertor and their friendship and all this.
Yeah.
And then you find out
they gave up nothing.
And then Rosenthal tweeted at halftime, I think Gomber will be the biggest name in this deal.
Unreal.
And that's when I just,
they did give up the good third baseman but he was still third, I think, on their depth chart of young third baseman, not Nolan Gorman, not the kid Walker or whatever they just drafted. It was Montero, I believe. I've never did understand how to say his first name, so I don't have to now. He's gone.
Montero?
It started with an E or something. But he's gone now, so I don't have to worry about that. All right, Isaac, thank you. We'll get back to you.
Illurious?
That's it.
Wow.
Montero. So, yeah, I mean, they didn't give up much. They didn't give up much for that, and it's like, what in the world?
I mean, there's literally a talented third baseman out there named Nolan that they could have gotten to replace Nolan.
Do you think Mazalok sat there and said, okay, so that's all you need? Well, hold on a second, John. We want to give you $50 million, too.
That's right.
Oh!
That's when you put the conference phone on mute and just look at the people in the room with you, and you're like, what the hell's going on right now?
He and Gersh are sitting around with DeWitt, and they're like, can you hold on 1 second, Tom? Yeah, sure.
Hold, please. Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool. Hey, Bob, get the Bud Light out! Everything is awesome. Get the Bud Light, hurry, and get a fireball! Hey, Tom, how are you again? Yeah, so listen, I think we're going to go ahead and go with this deal. I think we like what you're throwing. But no, that's when you, no, let me do that again. So here, you be the Colorado Rockies guy.
Oh, all what right, an idiot.
So I think his name was Jeff.
Yeah, and he said today that if you want to blame someone, blame him.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, that's what I was doing.
So
but
I think it's Jeff Breidich is his name. So I'm John Mazalok or Burdich. So I'm like, hey, Jeff, John Mazalok, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Okay. Listen, so it looks like we're down the road here, and it looks like this deal is going to go through, but I just need to know again, you're wanting Gomber and then these other four guys.
That's
is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's all I need.
That's all you need.
Now, can I throw in something to incentivize it for you? Because I know that's tough giving up Gomber.
Yeah, because I don't know that I'm all the way in on this deal yet.
Okay, well, what if I said that I paid for Arenado's entire 2021 season and half of his 2022 season?
So you're going to give us, what, $50
million? Yes, $50
million. Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure, sure. Everything
is awesome. Oh, my God! Everything is awesome. Get the keg of Bud Light out, hurry! Call everybody! Come on, let's go! This is incredible! Okay. Hey, Tom, it's John again.
Yep, still here.
I think we're going to go ahead and go with the trade.
Okay.
If that's cool
all
with
right.
you.
Thanks for doing business.
Jeff, great chat. We'll talk to you maybe next year about Trevor's story.
Okay, sounds like a all plan. Right.
Jeff, talk to you soon, man.
See ya. Everything is
yes! We're going to get Trevor's story next year. And another $30 million. What in the hell is going on with Colorado? Okay. That's literally how that went.
Yep. Yep, pretty much.
That has to be how that went. Is that how that went, John?
First off, this is a very exciting day. I can only echo what Bill said. But I think I need to first start off with just thanking everyone. Starting with you, Mr. DeWitt, Mike Gersh, Randy Flores, Moises Rodriguez. I mean, these guys spent tireless hours trying to get this done. I also want to show some gratitude towards Major League Baseball to helping us push this over the finish line, and as well as thank the Colorado Rockies for their patience during this process. But at this time, I really want to just welcome Nolan and his wife, Laura, to the city of St. Louis. This is an amazing day for them, for the Cardinals, and I can't tell you how excited all of us are for seeing this type of talent, this type of player, this type of personality joining our club. And you, needless to say, the feedback I've gotten from players and other people in the game, it just really echoes what type of player he is and how he'll fit in with this organization and this club. So it really makes it feel even that much better. But, you know, I asked myself this question recently on how does a deal like this happen? And I feel that you need a lot of patience. You need a level of persistency, and you need opportunity and to be opportunistic. This is, and you also need an owner that's willing to take a chance. This was not an easy deal to put together. There was multiple levels of complications, multiple levels of hurdles that were hit, but we continued to do it. And the feeling we have of making this happen is some level of relief, some level of exhaustion, but we think it's worth it. And, you know, ultimately seeing baseball come back in a couple of weeks, I think we're all looking forward to that. We're all hopeful that we can have a normal season. And when I reflect on the moment of today, we realize it is a special day. But we hope it's really just the first step in many years of success, having Nolan on our club.
John Mazalok sweater wrapped around his neck, I'm sure. Maybe a Starbucks in front of him. That's what he does. That's how he does that.
He looked a lot happier today than the COVID press conferences I had to cut up where they were on 17-day layoffs.
Ugh.
He looked just depressed.
He hadn't shaved then, had he?
Well, he was quarantining.
Oh, that's right.
In a room for like 12 days.
And on this one, he had the Arenado jersey behind him, I think, right?
Yeah.
See, I haven't seen it, so you know more about this. I think your closet. Kind of
nope,
Cardinals?
Nope,
no. Okay, stop. I'm not. I'm kidding. You're stop. Not going to do that. You're not. All right, Nolan Arenado, you know, with anything, this is a change in your life. Obviously, he spent 8 seasons in Colorado. Now he's coming to St. Louis. What does he feel about that?
You know, it was tough. You know, I knew it was, you know, you're hearing that was getting close, and you never knew. I didn't want to jump the gun and get too excited. But once I heard that it was done, I was, you know, I'm thrilled. You know, I'm very excited to join this team. You know, it's a bittersweet moment, right? You know, I'm going to miss some of the boys on the Rockies. You know, I got to know them, got to know some of those coaches for a long time. And I've known a lot of them since I was like 18 years old, you know, and I'm 29 now. So, you know, I have some relationships that I'll cherish for the rest of my life over there. But coming to a team like St. Louis with great players and great history, it was, you know, I'm just super excited. I've always admired this organization from afar. You know, I told Mo the story when I was a rookie. We went to St. Louis, and I remember Tulo was just the first thing he told me when we got there. Is like, just watch the way these guys play the game, and you're gonna learn, or you're gonna learn something. And he was quite right about that, because this team was extremely talented, and they did the little things to win ball games, and that's something that I've always admired about this organization.
Amen, Nolan Arenado, and it is true. I know people get sick and tired of that, but the Cardinals obviously have won 11 World Series titles. They've won tons of National League pennants. They've won a lot of divisions, and that's something that he wants to do. He wants to play for a winner, and the Cardinals aren't the only winning organization out there, but certainly one that has proven to do that, and that was a big thing for Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, well, that's the dream, right? You know, as a kid, you dream of winning a World Series, and that is still the dream now, and to join this organization that you know, they care about winning and they want to get things done. It's really exciting. You know, they're always competitive, and that's something that, you know, got my attention. And of course, the goal is always that. The goal is get the playoffs, but we have to set goals first. Let's get to spring training, get our timing down. We'll move into the season, hopefully, God willing, healthy. Move into the season, play as many games we can, hopefully, God willing, win the division, and then keep making our way up. You know, we got to set the goals like that, and I think that's what we'll do. I'm excited to join this staff because this team has more playoff experience than I've ever had. You know, I'm just a piece to the puzzle here, and I'm excited to be a part of this group. You know, I know they're going to help me and guide me along just like I can help them in this game also. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Nolan Arenado, new third baseman, St. Louis Cardinals. Trevor and I had a laugh listening to that because I said to you, I'm like, and you rolled your eyes, of course, as a Cubs fan, because you're like, oh, that's great. And he gives good Christmas gifts. In other words, I'm like, man, he sounds good, too. You're like, he really does.
Yeah, he carries himself. I'd never heard him talk before.
Same here.
Why would I? I don't watch Colorado Rockies press conferences.
I honestly don't think I've ever heard Nolan Arenado speak. How is that possible?
I mean,
see, that's that one mountain time zone over. That's 1 hour later. That's like Mike Trout.
I've
watched Mike Trout play 8 games in his career. And he might be the best baseball player ever.
It's a damn shame.
Right?
I mean, seriously.
I think Mike Trout, needs to come to the Cubs now.
Okay.
And then we'll have Trout in Chicago. We'll have Arenado in St. Louis.
Phone call later where you trade.
That would be
Jason Hayward for Mike Trout.
That would be the Angels saying, we're going to basically need your entire organization and a universe supply of Wrigley spearmint gum, even though they don't even own you anymore.
No.
All right, Nolan Arenado, one of the guys I think that was instrumental in this, and it's interesting, and I had told Piper leading up to it, when Wainwright signed his deal, I think part of it was John Mozeliak saying, hey, Adam, you may want to sign here because we've got Arenado coming. Because Waino even said at the end of his press conference, you know, I think some big things are happening with this team. And Waino gave that big smile that he does. Well, the other thing is Matt Holliday, former Cardinal, had gone on ESPN 101, or 101 ESPN, I think is how you say it, down in St. Louis. And he kind of alluded to some big news coming. And some of the scribes in St. Louis put the 2 and 2 together and said, wow, maybe when the Arenado thing, when Rosenthal broke it to the point of they're talking again, a lot of people in St. Louis started thinking, well, hold on a second. Holiday just said big things are coming. Is this thing actually going to happen? Matt Holiday's a guy that played a lot of years in Colorado, and he had good years in Colorado. I don't think he left on any kind of an issue. I think then he went to the Angels. Is that right? He went out.
Did he?
Or the A's?
I don't.
He went somewhere, okay. I think, and then the Cardinals were able to get Matt Holiday. Oh, it was the A's. And then the Cardinals were able to get him in St. Louis. But I think he's a guy that Nolan Arenado probably pitched a lot of ideas off before he made this decision about St. Louis because he had to waive the no trade clause.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to know, I've gone on vacation trips with the Carpenter family. So I got to know him a little bit, talking to Matt. And obviously got a lot of respect for Yachty. I've always enjoyed watching him play and how he, you know, he changes the game with how good he is and talking to him. But there's a couple of guys there, you know, Mark Reynolds played there. You know, Descalso, you know, I just ask those questions to those guys. You know, I don't know a whole lot of them, but, you know, I'm excited to get to know them. But Goldschmidt for sure is a friend of mine. I consider him a good friend. And obviously he's one of my favorite players of all time. And playing against him, like I said, I played against him in rookie ball and then playing against him in the big leagues. And then now we're on the same team. It's pretty cool. So, definitely talking to them and getting to know them will probably make this transition a lot easier. And, you know, that'll make it a lot easier to get ready and hopefully get into it.
All right, Nolan Arenado talking about, and of course, Matt Holiday, a big one there. Rick and Leroy's not happy.
No, he's fired up.
He's fired up about this trade, not in a good way for the Cardinals.
He said, Lon, don't hate so much.
That's right.
The Cubs once traded a prospect to the Cards, kid named Brock.
Never know what
prospect might come back to bite you in the butt.
There's never been a prospect come back to bite anybody in the butt like Brock did.
That is an extreme example.
I think that is an honest assessment. I don't think any trade has been that lopsided in the history of baseball.
Babe Ruth?
Except for Babe in Boston.
But, I mean, now we're talking ridiculously long ago.
Exactly.
He also said he's not going to be playing 81 games in Colorado.
And you and I talked about it, that you saw a stat that in Colorado, his stats made him like the seventh best player in baseball.
Yep.
And then outside of Colorado, he would be like the 34th?
Good for 34th best, okay. Which was still, I think, second in all third baseman behind, I don't even know who I'm forgetting.
Trying
there.
To think who it would be.
Somebody.
Beltre?
Maybe. Over the course of the last decade or
okay.
so. Essentially, he would be a top 30 player outside of Colorado, but a top 10 player in Colorado.
In Colorado. And I said, well, look, let's say he hits 270 with 28 homers, 89 ribbies, and gets you another gold glove. You put that in the middle of that Cardinals lineup, that's what that lineup needs.
Yep.
So, I'm fine with that.
I mean, the Colorado production is definitely the cherry on top.
Sure.
Right? Where he hits 330 instead of 280.
There's no doubt.
But, I mean,
look, Larry,
are you really
Walker,
telling me you'd turn down a top 35 player right. just because the stats won't be quite as good?
I'm almost positive Matt Holliday's slugging percentage went up when he came to the Cardinals.
I mean, he did, yeah.
He was
a better hitter.
From Colorado.
He won a batting title in Colorado, yeah. And he had better averages than St. Louis.
That's crazy. So, look, I know things can happen here, but that is certainly one of them.
Well, Rick thinks something's going to happen because his final text says, 2 years from now, Nolan will be saying this about the Dodgers.
And that's true. That's his favorite team. That's his boyhood team growing up, and a lot of people do think that Nolan Arenado may end up in L.A., and if that happens, that happens. I'll put it this way. If the Cardinals get 2 years out of Arenado for what they just gave up, plus getting $50 million back, you still are excited about
that
trade.
This year's free.
Yeah.
Right? And then next year, 15 of the 35 they're paying for.
Crazy.
So say you get two extremely good years and, I don't know, a World Series appearance with him for $20 million in Austin Gomber.
It's all worth it. There's no doubt about it. All right. So what happened in Colorado? Why did it go the way it did?
When I signed in Colorado, I signed it with the intent to be there for the rest of my career. That was the attempt. But, you know, it wasn't meant to be. You know, the last few years have been tough. And, I know a lot of people are probably bothered by this, but, you know, I'm not the first contract to get moved after a couple of years. You know, it happens a lot in this game. You know, it happened to Stan. It's happening to me. You know, Lindor's another guy who, you know, I know he had a long-term deal, but, you know, I thought we all kind of figured he was going to be an Indian for a long time also, but it's just part of the game. It happens. And, I feel bad. I don't feel bad because I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to move on. And I miss those guys. You know, they're my great friends. I consider them brothers. And, you know, they got a special place in my heart. You know, we were able to do some great things. And I've known Charlie since I was 17, 18 years old also, you know, and I got to know Trevor. And, you know, I got to meet a lot of great people there. But, you know, the intention was to sign there and be there, but things change, and I couldn't be happier to for it to change and be in this situation now.
And Nolan Arenado, you are now out of Coors Field and playing in the Central Division. What say you?
Well, it's going to be a different, and it's going to be an adjustment. Obviously, playing, you know, I played in those stadiums a lot throughout my career, so I kind of already know them. But to be there more consistently will be different, but I'm excited. You know, I wish stadiums, I know it's a big field, but I love it, and the fan base, and I know it's a great place to play, and I'm really excited to play there. And then, obviously, the rivalry with the Cubs will be great going to Wrigley. I've always enjoyed that stadium. It's such a great place with great fans. Cincy, we got a good team, and Pittsburgh. It's all great ballparks, you know, parks that, I've always enjoyed going to, and, you know, I feel like it's going to be fun. You know, I heard the travel is real easy, which is great. So that's going to be nice. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited to play in this division. It's something new, and that gets me really excited to go.
Now, we put it on pause for a minute. You, Trevor, yesterday kept going to your shoulder and showing me that, oh, boy.
You got to stretch out the old arm there.
Uh-huh. Arenado did have a banged-up shoulder last year, and it showed in his production. Of course, shortened season, no doubt, was a big thing. But that is one thing, and you have a guy named Chris Bryant.
I've got some experience with a star third baseman who falls upon a shoulder injury.
That's exactly right. So you understand how that can really play an issue with a baseball player. So how is the shoulder, Mr. Arenado?
Well, yeah, I mean, the first month of the offseason, it was kind of tough, you know, couldn't do a whole lot, you know, didn't lift, couldn't really lift, and couldn't hit, do anything really a whole lot. So I had to take it easy, but, you know, I got treatment, I got the right trainers and the right people helping me, and I feel really good again. I'm not worried about it, I don't think. You know, I don't know, unless something crazy happens, but I don't expect this to be a problem in the future. But, and yeah, you know, it was tough last year. You know, I don't want to make the excuse that it was only because of that, but, you know, it wasn't easy playing injured. Didn't feel good being hurt. I feel like I'm in a better place now. My swing is better. I feel like I can finish high again. And, you know, I expect to be back to normal and be back to who I am. So, you know, last year was a tough year, you know, I know I'm better than that. So, I expect to be.
Well, he expects to be, and so do Cardinals fans, and it's great to
I don't know. That answer sounded pretty unconvincing to me. I think this is a big storyline going forward.
You know what I'd say to that? Brad Underwood would answer your question.
You guys don't know
Oh, there you go.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad, will it be an issue, the shoulder, for Nolan Arenado this season in St. Louis?
No.
Okay. There you go. There you go. And for those out there that are hating on the Cardinals and hating on Arenado,
enough!
Boom. That's what I think about that. I'm excited to have him in a Cardinals uniform.
Credit to the Cardinals, honestly.
I agree.
I mean, they haven't been aggressive at all these past few years, especially in trades.
Nope.
And they just went out and got one of the best players in baseball for literally pennies on the dollar.
It's incredible.
So kudos to you.
And listen, if he decides to play the rest of his career in St. Louis, then I'm all for it. I'm signing up for that right now, and I'll be fine with it as we go along with Goldie at first, Arenado at third. That's going to be a fun little combination there, and not only on the infield but in the batting order, and I'm good to go. All right, when we come back, Illinois and Indiana, let's get back to that. We touched on that the entire first hour. When we come back, Derek Piper, of course, co-host of the show. He's going to join us en route to Bloomington. We'll get his thoughts on the Hoosiers. And then at the end of the show, we'll give our predictions on Indiana-Illinois tonight. Tip-off around 8 o'clock on ESPN. It is The Drive.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Research shows that mentors play a powerful role in providing young people with the tools to strive and thrive, to attend and engage in school, and to reduce risky behavior. Make a difference in your community by becoming a CU One-to-One mentor. Visit www.cuoneto1.org or call the Champaign or Urbana School District for more information.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Springfield area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
All are invited to attend the Disability Resource Expo, Reaching Out for Answers.
The third Thursday Resource Roundup will spotlight education services and services for young children on February 18th from 3 to 4:30.
This free annual event features a wide array of information and services available for individuals with a disability.
The deadline to sign up is Valentine's Day.
The expo is open to the entire community.
Plus, get more personalized advice with the breakout sessions February 18th.
Log on to Disability Resource Expo.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team is gearing up for what could be a historic season. You can gear up. Show off your fandom at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Shop their huge selection of new merchandise with everything from Nike tees and headwear, champion sweatshirts, and of course, their famous House of Pain and Flying Illini apparel. They have everything you need to get ready for this Illini basketball season. Head down to their stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online at Game GameDaySpirit.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
You know, that drive to Bloomington, Indiana is a pretty one. True story.
Is it?
Yeah, Indiana is a beautiful state to drive through.
I mean, it's easy. I kind of, if I ever go to Indy, it's like autopilot.
Oh, yeah, it's simple. Indiana is a pretty state. 10 times prettier than Illinois.
Once you get into the northern area, you run into those towns where everything is named what it is, which I've talked about before.
Yeah.
Like the dentist's office is dentist. The restaurant is eat. And then you know you're in a bad area. But other than that.
Like a lot of Indiana is what southern Illinois looks like with the rolling hills and the, you know, like Shawnee National Forest and the trees. Derek Piper knows that. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
decided to pull off to give you my full attention. There's a couple different ways to get to Indiana. There's like the back road way, which is very pretty, but especially at dark, you know, you can run into the deer and stuff. So went towards Indianapolis down 67. I'm actually outside of a GameStop right now where business is booming.
Buy.
Everybody knows.
Business hold, is booming.
Hold. Don't sell.
Pipes went with the smart way to go and avoid the deer. All right, Derek, give me 1 second here. Hold on. Just wanted to remind you again that Nolan Arenado is a Cardinal. Thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I was listening to the clips on the way down. Music to my ears. And that exchange of the recounting of the deal had me dying.
I love it. All right.
I'm glad you were entertained.
Exactly. Yeah, Trevor was not. Trevor would have much rather have been you here doing that than him, but he played along, and that's why he's a professional. Illinois, Indiana, in Bloomington. Derek, Illinois hasn't won there since 2010. How do they change that?
It's been a long time. I was looking it up, and it took, I believe, 27 points from Mike Tisdale to get it done.
Wow.
Back in the day, back in 2010. So, it was a really tough game back in Champaign in December, and Io took over late. That was really the difference. I think you had 16 points in the final 8.5 minutes, but that maybe overshadowed how good of a job Indiana did defensively. They've shown both against Illinois and against Iowa the ability to crash inside on the big guy. Trace Jackson Davis obviously has a lot of length, and one thing that they did last year was really blitzing Iowa's ball screens and sending two guys at him, Trace being one of those, and then off the corners clogging the lane for Kofi's role. And I think it's really important for Illinois to be able to make them pay by hitting threes, and that's on the Indiana's defense. They're a pack line defense, so naturally they like to cheat inside and provide help there, but they can give up the three. They're second to last in three-point defense in the Big Ten, and Illinois has to do a better job than they did last time of knocking down threes. And you look at Trent Frazier, look at Adam Miller. It'd be really nice to see Trent's heater extend from Friday night into tonight. So I think that's really big. And then Illinois has really, since the second half, the first time they put it, or when they put Indiana last year, when they first time playing Trace, have done a really good job of limiting him. And we talked about it before. I don't think he's at his best against the kind of size and physicality that Kofi brings to the table. When you don't foul him, you can really bother him with that. So he does a really good job of getting to the line. If you don't foul him, you wall up and are really sound in your defense on the interior. I think that would be big. And can't let Armon Franklin, who's been battling an ankle injury here of late, I would expect him to play. It'd be interesting to see once I get inside the building and going through warm-ups. I know he's been questionable, but he lit up Illinois for 23 points, which was a season high, and hit 5 threes. So definitely got to lock into him. And I got to know that Indiana's going to be hungry. They've already lost three at home, and they're going to be ready for this one. They've had a lot of time to prepare.
Derek, you hit on it there a little bit with Franklin. Had a career night against Illinois the first time around this year. It seems to make sense that Indiana will probably try to shoot Illinois out of the gym tonight if they can. What can Illinois do defensively to try and slow down the sharpshooting Hoosiers, especially from deep?
Yeah, you've really got to be able to limit the catch-and-shoot opportunities for Franklin first and foremost. He's 45% from three on the season and just can really stroke it. Now, he does shoot it well off the dribble, also, but I think especially with the ankle, I would be up in his grill on the perimeter and test him to make him take it off the bounce and really see if he is 100% and able to do that. So it's on Io. I don't think Io did the best job of guarding him in the previous matchup. I know they ended up switching Trent onto him, and Trent does a really good job of fighting through screens because they like to run him off of those kind of actions and get him in some dribble handoffs to really free him up. So first and foremost, I'd circle him. And here of late, Fennessy shot the ball better. I think he's 42% from three in his last four or five games, hit four threes against Iowa. So got to watch out for him. Jerome Hunter off the bench has shot the three decently. This is a Hoosier squad that is going to try to shoot it from deep, particularly if Trace is having some issues getting going inside. But Illinois just has to, as they've talked a lot about, being sound to the scouting report and just putting in the kind of effort and intensity that they had down the stretch and stopping an Iowa team that, as we know, they can shoot the three as well. So just trying to replicate that and having the focus and intensity to get it done.
Lon had me muted.
Dang it, that was my fault. I was eating a sixlet, and I didn't want to make noise on the air, Derek. That's my bad.
Typical. Anyways.
He knows all about this.
Candy canes into little pieces right now. That's not what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
This candy cane, for some reason, has not broken into pieces. So it's a good night. I got sixlets and candy cane. Derek, you're missing it all.
Okay.
what a night.
Yeah, you're really missing a lot here. Candy canes and Smarties. I was going to ask about Adam Miller. He went 0-for-4 from deep in that first matchup against Indiana. He had no points against Iowa. You thought maybe he got a little bit of that mojo back against Penn State, hitting three threes. Do you think he needs to get going? What can he do to start getting going? It just feels like that's an X factor that's really yet to hit in conference play for Illinois.
Agree.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And it'd be nice to see him at least be able to knock down a couple. As we talked about quite a bit, his defense has been really – really solid here of late, so that's a positive for him. But clearly, as we knew, you know, him coming out of high school, what he showed early on this season, just ability to fill it up in a hurry when he's on. And as I said, I think Indiana first and foremost is going to send attention at Iowa and then try to pack the lane and to open things up for others. You need someone like Adam to make a couple, because I think they're going to, you know, give him some space off the corner, and you want to see him catch and shoot. And another thing, I wouldn't be surprised, Franklin, as I mentioned with the ankle, he was checking Iowa for a lot of that game, and maybe they try to hide him off the ball and guarding Trent or guarding Adam. And I'd love to see Adam be able to make a couple moves off the dribble.
Yes.
and kind of test him and see if he can stay in front. So, yeah, no doubt about it. It's not going to be a night where – you know, Trent hits four threes every night. We've seen him kind of be a little streaky with it. It'd, of course, be great if he can develop his consistency, but someone like Adam is still a very big piece of that offense and really can open things up if he's hitting from deep.
Yes. Derek Piper is our guest, of course, Illini Inquirer, co-host of the show. Derek, or Trevor and I were just talking that Io had, what was it again? You were telling me off the air.
16 points in the last 8 minutes against Indiana.
Io this year is one of only, I think I read today that you said it was Evan Turner, maybe, was the last Big Ten player to average more than 20 points, more than 6 rebounds, and more than 5 assists a game with what he's doing this season. I mean, are we taking this for granted, what Io's putting together this year, or maybe not?
I do think there's a little bit of that, and it's just, how routine it is for him to
right.
be able to come out and put up those kind of numbers, just and the consistency in doing it. I know I saw a stat that he's been in double figures for 33 straight games, and dating back to last year at the high major level, the only person who's done it more is Luka Garza. So to be in that conversation, clearly he's playing at a All-American type level and gives you 20 or 21 in the first half against Iowa the last time out. So. And as we talked about already, dominated, particularly in the second half against Indiana, had 20 of his 30 in that game. So, you'd hope that fans are sitting back, and I'm sure they are, and just appreciating everything that he's doing and clearly continuing forward as we're into the second half of the Big Ten play. You want to see him continue to build on that and really get this team rolling. But, yeah, it starts with Io, and we probably won't fully appreciate who he is till he's gone, but we still got a lot of time there, and he's still got a ways to go to continue to build his legacy, at least in terms of where he wants to leave it.
Yeah, amen. Follow Derek on Twitter. You already do, but it's at DPiper247. All right, it's Assembly Hall East is what we used to call it. No. Yeah, Assembly Hall East. Sometimes I have to figure out where L.A. is and where New York is and figure out West and East. It's no crowd, Derek, and I know this is exhausting to be asked that over and over, but when I think of a crowd, a lot of times I think of Assembly Hall with Indiana and how that place that's built like I can't explain it. It's like a theater that goes straight up. It's weird, and it can get so loud in there. What do you think it's going to be? I mean, how weird is that going to be tonight?
It's going to be really weird. It's one of my favorite places to go in the Big Ten. Like you said, it is like a theater, and it's one place. If you talk about in the Big Ten where the home team can get on a run, and it's really hard to be able to stop that, that's probably at the top of the list. It just seems like in the past Illinois has gone there, and there's been key stretches of the game where two buckets in a row for Indiana turns into five, and it's a 10-12 point 12-0 run for them. So yeah, it'll be really interesting to be in that building and to not have fans there. Coaches around the league are really talking about it. It's not necessarily the same advantage. I do think that there is still some data that backs up that home teams tend to shoot it better at home than versus on the road. And we'll see an Illinois team that is now playing outside of the state for the first time since Christmas. And the only road game in January was at Northwestern. So they've gotten a lot of shots up at State Farm Center here recently. We'll see if they're able to carry that over at, you know, in Bloomington, the Assembly Hall. But yeah, it'll be weird. And it's been like that. We talked about it after Iowa, just kind of having those moments when it's just such an intense battle and there's kind of just those lulls of noise and whatnot. But I'm sure, like I said, that Indiana's going to be fired up and Illinois is going to need to be if they want to come out of there with a win.
I love it. It's going to be both teams, some media members, Derek Piper and John Cougar Mellencamp. Somehow he will figure out a way to get into his season tickets, which is right behind the Indiana bench. That will be the key tonight. All right, Derek Piper, be safe on the way over, especially on the way back.
Pre-order some NCAA football 2022s for me at that GameStop.
Oh
man, that's a great idea. I'm all on board with that. We got Lon into gambling. We're going to have to get Lon back into video games once that game comes out.
Sir.
That'll be fun.
That has been the rage today, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll have to talk about that tomorrow, Derek. When you get back after chatting about an Illini win, we'll talk about that video game.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good, guys. See you guys tomorrow, and enjoy the game.
All right, buddy, you too. Go Illini. That is Derek Piper on his way over to cover the game for not only the drive, would say in Piper, but also Illini Inquirer.
You know, he mentioned carryover.
Yeah.
He was talking about Illinois, and Indiana's off 9 days of rest.
Are they really?
Coming into this game.
So isn't that weird? So, like, who was the team?
Well, Michigan State had 2 weeks off, and they just got embarrassed at Rutgers. So then you think, okay, maybe the trend is the team that's had 2 weeks off struggles, but then Illinois and Iowa both had the same amount of days off, and they were both fine. So you can't really extrapolate too much into what Indiana might come out looking like in this game, but it is a curious storyline to kind of monitor.
Well, and let's be honest, Illinois is going to play a lot of road games for the rest of this Big Ten. So tonight might give us an indication.
They better get used to it.
Yeah, of how that's going to look as they battle Indiana on the road. When we come back, Ambrose, Valise, man, I wanted to say.
Don't.
And Tay will give you their Illinois-Indiana predictions. We'll also hear a couple more clips from Underwood and Jacob Grandison getting you ready for tonight's showdown around 8 o'clock on ESPN is the tip. Illinois-Indiana. Let's go.
Dude, I'm freaking out.
What's up, man?
It's almost Valentine's Day, and I just realized I don't have any flowers for my girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
The only places that still have flowers available are big national places. It'll take weeks to ship and cost a fortune.
Have you thought about Blossom Basket?
Where are they at?
They've got one at 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana, and the other at Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Phew, thanks so much, man. You think I've still got time to make dinner reservations?
You're on your own on that one.
Make this Valentine's Day one you'll both remember with a magnificent floral creation from the Blossom Basket Florist.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces is your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
first stop.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
Lante, Trevor Valise, Isaac Ambrose. It's time for predictions after we hear from Jacob Grandison and Brad Underwood. One of the things that you talk about with a team is momentum. And, of course, getting a win over Iowa, taking that into Indiana, you want to have some momentum going that direction. And is that something, according to Jacob Grandison, is that something that the players talk about?
We talk about it, but you can kind of feel it when everyone's locked in, once you're getting multiple stops in a row, the score isn't getting away from you. There's definitely key signs that show within the game. We're not talking about in the game. Like, don't make that scouting report error, but you can feel it. You can see it and feel it.
And Brad Underwood, of course, last season, this Illinois team seemed to gain momentum and gained a lot of confidence as it went down the stretch in February. Is that the case this season?
Well, I think in some areas we're ahead of where we were last year at February 1st. We'll see how it all plays out. Obviously, every schedule, every team's got something to say with that, and everything's a little bit different. But I like where we're at. I like where we're at from a mental capacity. I like our role identifications becoming very clear. I like the way that we're making fewer mistakes. So all those things are a positive trend right now, and I like that.
And Brad Underwood, we played it earlier today, talked about how these teams met earlier this season. Illinois got the better of Indiana. What does he expect game two?
You know, they'll be dialed into some things that we hurt them with and vice versa. And, I know there's some areas that we feel like we can take advantage of them. And I'm sure Arch has got the same thing after seeing them the first time. You know, Galloway has been out, not in the lineup. They've been starting Fennessy. And again, they've been playing well. Franklin's, playing with a lot of freedom, and then they've seen a surge, in my opinion, in terms of Hunter off the bench and his productivity, and he's playing a lot looser, shooting the heck out of the ball. So, there's all kinds of adjustments on both sides. Kind of nice to get back in a routine that we should be in. Seems somewhat normal now. And again, as we're all finding out in Big Ten play, the next one's just as tough as the last one. So. I felt good about the Iowa game. I thought we did some really, really positive things. Going back, I was really pleased with Jacob Grandison, his activity, his effectiveness on the glass. And then I thought that we've all talked about Trent's kind of explosion on the offensive side, but the job he did defensively on Bohannon was really, really good, really sound. And now it's on to Indiana, a team that is tremendous defensively. They're playing better, in my opinion. Franklin hurt us in the first game. We've got to do a better job on him. We all know that Trace is a very gifted player. He's been off the chart in the last five games, getting to the foul line. And then we've seen, Fennessy just have an eruption at Iowa the other night with his productivity. So, a very good basketball team that's tremendous defensively, and we're gonna have to be on our game to beat them.
So, doesn't that sound good? What do we think, boys? Isaac Ambrose, Trevor Valise, Lante, Illinois, Indiana tonight, 8 o'clock tip. The game before that is Baylor and Texas. That will be a fun one to watch as well. Isaac, I'll start with you. Illinois, Indiana, you've got your orange on. You said you feel pretty good about this one. Not as nervous as you were going into Iowa. I assume it's a lot of that because of the way Illinois played against Iowa. But Illinois hasn't won in Bloomington since 2010. Will they win tonight?
They will. It's going to be 70-64. And Illinois' defense is going to pick up where they left off in the Iowa game, shutting down Garza for his standards, shutting down Trace Jackson Davis. So, yeah, give me Illinois. I'm feeling pretty confident. Brad, last year we ended, what, two or three more streaks? So here's another streak that we're going to end and win in Bloomington.
I love it. And I like what Isaac said there, Trevor, about defense, because think about after having to face Iowa, a team averaging 91 a game, and now facing Indiana. Not that Indiana's a slouch.
Well, slow pace.
You have to almost feel like, whoo.
It's like taking the
taking a night off.
Donut off the bat, right?
Exactly. That's a great analogy.
I think Illinois wins. I think it's close. I think it's very similar to what you saw with Rutgers and Indiana last weekend. Rutgers won 74-70, kind of pulled away late a little bit. So I'll take Illinois 75, Indiana 68.
Archie Miller in trouble?
Yeah.
I think so,
don't you guys think?
I would say.
If Indiana misses the tournament this year.
That's three straight years,
why would
right?
you keep wow. it? It's one of those stagnant hires.
Would
it's,
they have made it last year?
They're right on that.
Yeah, they were on the bubble.
They were on that bubble. All right. Well,
the fact is they've had great players.
They have.
I mean, Trace Jackson Davis was a stud five-star recruit. Romeo Langford.
Oh, that's right.
Was a stud five-star recruit, and they've done nothing with him.
No, that's true. I forget, where's he at now?
I want to say Boston.
Langford got drafted by the Celtics.
Celtics, okay. That's interesting. Uh-oh, I'm playing on the wrong.
Whoa.
Godsmack.
Sorry. Very different tone there for one.
Totally.
Today. Okay, your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. I'm going to say Indiana 77, Illinois 74.
Whoa!
I don't think we do it. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I come in tomorrow and get to say how wrong I was. Let's go. There's no way. There's no reason why Illinois can't win this game. But
you imagine being Derek on after a loss and having to drive home.
No, that would not be fun. He's used to it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't mean that rip on Illinois basketball. I mean, but you get used to that, I'm sure. You're not winning all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, got to thank Trevor for putting together a bunch of Brad Underwood, Jacob Grandison, and Nolan Arenado. I know that wasn't easy
for
you.
And we got to thank Mo Zalok and Birdie, or whatever his name is, for joining us.
Oh, that's right.
From about 4:52 to 4:55.
I can't wait to...
It was a good interview.
That was a great interview. Also, Derek Piper, just chatted with him. Let's go, Illini. Let's get it done tonight. We'll talk all about it tomorrow. It is The Drive.